And this episode is not brought to you by McDonald's. Don't you dare put your lips on that sh. This episode of WTF Landia Radio Show is not brought to you by the World Economic Forum, WEF, but the members of the World Economic Forum are gathering to bring about the abilities to create a phenomenal world. What is the phenomenal world that we are looking into? Well, join the conference in Davos, Switzerland. Maybe you can get on the guest list of the World Economic Forum, WTF and WEF, not in collaboration, but possibly in the future. The views expressed at WTF Landia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion, for entertainment purposes only.
The news is not talking about this, but there is something going around, something else that they infected us with. And it's not COVID, it's not the flu, it's not RSV. All the typical cold symptoms, sore throat, body aches, fever, cough, congestion, etc. But when they come in to the ER, they have swelling in their legs, water in their lungs, fluid in their heart, etc. And we're talking people of all ages, including very young people. But they don't want you to know what's really going on, so they're not putting it in the news. I'm telling you, the entire ER where I work at is so full to capacity.
Welcome, welcome to your WTF Landia radio show. Folks, it's your girl. It's your girl, Char Michelle, and I hope that you are well. I hope that you're well. I gotta take a sip of coffee. I'm gonna keep it 100% real. That's interesting. That coming from a nurse in a Florida hospital that says, "Hey, listen here, folks," and it's a Tachia Diamond. Well, I was borrowed from this nurse's TikTok, and yeah. Looks like we are having a new viral load swing around to certain, well, definitely there in her workplace. And it sounds like it might be, what are we calling this one? The Michelin Man. 2024 has straight come in smoking hot. It's literally on fire. And we just got started. We had 1,800 earthquakes on January 1st. Cat Williams took down the whole industry, including Harvey Weinstein, and he's already behind bars. So there's that. Cat Williams, salute. We got Hunter Biden. There's a lot happening, okay? Donald Trump says, you know what, you can, I don't know what, this is something that I heard, but it's like, you could smoke your opponent, I don't know, make it legal, I don't know, something weird, I don't know, don't mark my words, go research it yourself. But Hunter Biden broke into the Capitol like a one-person insurrectionist and said, "Hey, I don't care what you've seen on social media, I don't care if it looks like I have been allegedly whiffing in talk like it was the early 90s. You don't talk bad about me or my father. He's like over, he walked into the Capitol office like it was a Burger King. He's like, hey, let me talk to the manager here. Hunter Biden's coming to set the record straight. Stop. What's happening? What is happening in 2024? I seriously have to know this. I don't understand how we can get out of this. We had an alien. We had literal life forces that were not human walking around a mall in Miami. What? There's not one valid video source, which makes me think could be true. We're landing rovers still on the moon, but we can't get humans there. What? Just come on. I don't know. There was set to be some sort of a moon touchdown, but they have to set it back until 2026 because they need to work out the kinks. Okay. But we got Jeremy, what's his name? Who was the guy that landed on the moon? The one actor guy? We got him out there in the 70s when we didn't even have, you know, good camera footage. But we can't do it now. We can get drones and balloons to fly all the way over from China into America. Come on. In Canada, airspace. I just want to know. 2024's math needs to math. And I think we're on the right path to make it math. It's stuff that's happening that we're not even going to be in full control of, obviously. The Jeffrey Epstein list dropped out of the sky like a feather. Nothing's hitting hard. And that's... I just wanted names. I thought there was going to be like, boom! There you guys go. Here you go, you crazy conspiracy theorists. There's your list. I thought all the names were going to be there, from Oprah to The Rock to Kevin Hart, allegedly, and everybody else. I would have thought, you know? It didn't happen that way. You have 3,000 pages of information, and everybody is inconspicuous. And so the people who, for sure, you know, figured that their names would pop up, and they're coming out of the wormholes in the ground. Like, see? Nothing happened, Jimmy Kimmel. Nothing. I'm going to take you to court if you say it again. So you got to do your podcast with allegedly after the end of everything. I had a whole podcast ready. And I'm not going to go through those documents myself. It's just not going to happen. There's no way I'm going to go through those documents. I don't have the time. And I do have time, but I don't have the time to do that. And I thought I wanted to practice law. Go figure. They're not paying me to look at the documents. That's why. So I'm waiting for somebody else to do it and just to give me some straight names up and down, black and white. And they're like, well, Gwyneth Paltrow was at this party. Well, did she eat children? No, I didn't notice that. Why didn't you notice? This is back in the 2000s where cell phones were readily available, but nobody had the idea that you should film things that were, you know, a little nefarious. But no one's doing, no one did it. No one, I always recommend people, if something nefarious is happening around you, film it. So you can, because you can't be the only one looking like a conspiracy theorist when weird stuff happens to you. So anyways, no one's name is on there. So Oprah's back on her Color Purple press tour because she was ready to run and hide, and she was like, ah, I won't say anything. Looks like my lawyers went in there and fixed it. Allegedly. I'm not saying that Oprah did anything. Oprah? How was it down there for a couple days? I'm just trying to appeal to Cat Williams because I know he said he takes real, you know, people who are funny write their own stuff. I'm not writing this. I'm just saying what's coming to mind. Cat Williams. I see you took Kevin Hart's ex-baby mama. Well, she's not his ex-baby mama. They still got kids. But is it true? Is the light-skinned, ugly face, you know, wife's a thing? Cause, and did he have a comedy career before he moved to L.A.? Help. Carrie, Tori Hart.
I want to know her story. So come to Canada, because I'm not going out there to go watch that. But Cat Williams, I will come where you ask. You said it. Cat Williams said it. And I've been watching it in my car, right? Well, I haven't been watching it, but I've been listening to it in my car. I've been driving. But, I've been, you know, trying to take in the 2 hours and 46 minutes of Cat Williams gold. And he said a lot of things, and I do have time for that. I don't have time to read 2,000 plus pages of Jeffrey Epstein's nonsense debacle. I'll wait on that, because that's heavy on the mind. But Cat Williams, he's easy to listen to. And I'm just waiting to hear about, more stuff. He said this is going to break the internet, this podcast. And it has broken the internet, because between Jeffrey Epstein, the aliens, and Cat Williams, there's no other media that's going around Instagram. That's my only source of information there, right? I can't find anything else. There's a couple of, and of course, the election that haven't even started. We're trying to get Donald Trump to not even be on the ballot in some countries, in some states, which is very bad for the country. Because now they can tell you, we don't like your candidate. We're keeping him off the ballot, which is non-democratic, if I'm searching the word in the definition of democracy properly. That wouldn't fall under that line. And I don't necessarily care for DJT. We know that. I also don't care for Joey B. But I damn interested in what Hunter Biden's laptop looks like. Lappy. The only reason why is because every time when we could get the news in Canada, when I could look at the New York Times, we can't see that anymore, right? You know, it's blocked here in Canada, C-18 law, but or whatever. But when I could, everybody was like, "But what about Hunter Biden's laptop?" And I'm thinking, well, what is on the laptop that we haven't already seen on his personal Instagram page? Dude likes, nefarious ladies of the night. And allegedly white powder and stuff that goes. I didn't see him do it. Just like nobody saw Cat Williams do any drugs. He didn't do any drugs with anybody. It doesn't mean, he said he's never done a hard drug. I find that difficult, because I've done a hard drug and I did it alone. You can't really find people that said they'd sniff lines with me, because it was a private practice. Like Bill Gates and his obvious doctor white coat. He has a private practice that no one, how is he telling us all these things? How does he know which vaccines we need? Well, he has a private practice. Well, my, Bill Gates, why are you trying to kill us? Just tell me, come on the show. But no, yeah. So you wouldn't find many people that can say they snorted lines of coke with me. Maybe one or two, but that's about it. So I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that story, but hey, you can't, Hunter Biden, we didn't necessarily see him do, we figured before he started his Instagram live that he probably did a couple of lines, because he was grinding at the gears, his jaws were speaking before words came out, right? So, Hunter Biden, something special, I tell you. I just want to know what 2024 got installed, because we have come out the gate swinging. I'm telling you. And it's fine with me, because I'd much rather know that we've left it all at the door in 2024. And I've already said this is 2024 will be the year of war and open doors. And I do still believe that. And so let's leave it at the door. Let's leave like we do our shoes. Let's leave the nonsense from 2023 at the door of 2024, so we can walk through and keep it a buck and keep it 100. Because right now, I'm telling you right now, before it's too late, just like Cat Williams said, you got to get right with God. We don't care nothing about their side. We don't care about the devil's side, Satan's side, evil one's side. That has nothing to do with us in Jesus' name, Yeshua HaMashiach's name. We don't care. the name above all names is and always will be Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lamb of God, Lion of the tribe of Judah. And he was sent by his Father. He came as in flesh, wiped his memory away from himself, that he was God and he could stop himself from all this torture that he was about to experience, so that you and I could have eternity and life in it with him. That's why, and that's it, and that's why Jesus is a thing, and that's all, folks. He came to love us out of our sin. He made himself a curse, put himself upon a cross for Cat Williams to get all that stuff off his chest and not go to hell. Because I know these Hollywood elites would like to sit him there. But Jesus. He says, Cat Williams said it. I didn't. Jesus got my back. And why wouldn't I believe it? You know? But here's one thing I want to say about that. We should not take that gift that Jesus has given us lightly. Because here's the thing. God is an awesome God. Okay, he said, I know that, you know, here it is. You know, the devil has reign over the earth. People, y'all about to be tempted. You're going to do things that your flesh wants. And here, you know, here's all the turmoil and the trauma that comes with being a human being on this earth. That is, you know, the small g God of, you know, it all. He runs. That you're going to have all these tests and trials. But I come to give you life and give you life in abundantly by, you know, sending my son, Jesus. And so when we know that, let us not forget certain scripture in the Bible that says, you got to be hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I spit you out. I have to remind myself of that daily. And that doesn't mean that you need to carry on and take on the religious Pharisee spirit, that you need to be perfect. That was not your calling. That was Jesus. But what it does mean is that if you are not supposed to be walking around letting demons in your body by drinking and getting drunk, doing drugs, smoking weed, doing alcohol, and saying, well, this is my liberation and my freedom. Jesus already died for me so I can do this. No. When you have the Holy Spirit living in your body, God says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Right? So you don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, what does that mean? The Holy Spirit living in you makes you not want to participate in sin. It makes you want to walk on that narrow path. It does not make you want to be perfect and not make mistakes. That's not your calling. Everybody has a call. We're called the body of Christ. If you're a part of that, it means it's everything from the head to the elbows, to the knees, to the fingers, to the booty, to the tootie. It's all of it. We're all a part. We're the body of Christ, which means we all have our purposes to serve. Let us serve them. But as we serve them, and I do throw that but in there. However, as we do service the body of Christ, as we serve as a part of the body of Christ, I should say, we should make sure that we are not allowing there to be evil avenues for the devil to get in, because it messes up the whole body. Look at T.D. Jakes. He's going down, right? According to his possible misdeeds. Even if he's not going down in the spiritual world, if God says, nah, he didn't do that, only he and God knows, and whoever else he was allegedly involved with. But if God says he's okay, then that's between him and God. But what the media and we have done is we've seen it. We've seen enough. We can only look at his body and think of it as a bottom power for it. What is it called? A power bottom? A power body. Or whatever you call the man. That's all we can see on him now. We don't see him up on the stage talking about swallow me up. Oh my gosh. So he's already been, you know, crucified by the world. But. So if he in fact did let sin in, stick to the point, Charmichael, then it messes up with the body of Christ. People look at that and they say, this is what Christians are like. So what I think what we're supposed to do is make sure that what Christians look like or Christ followers look like is more like Jesus. Jesus hung out with the sinners like Puff Daddy, allegedly. He didn't sin with them. You can go to Puff Daddy's house and be seen on his property, or be not maybe at his property, maybe not, but be seen with him and just be there to pray. Or bring him to your office and pray with him and cast out the demons that we all have had in us or have. But not to lean into the lifestyle and think that, well, if I did sin, you know, the grace of God is going to get me out of this. That's where I say, you know, to my brother Cat Williams and anybody else, myself, who is a Christ follower, that we cannot take the salvation on the cross that Jesus gave us, that God gave us through his son Jesus, lightly. We can't participate in activities because he died for us. That will not work, because God knows us. He says you'll know a tree by its fruit, and God knows the heart of his children as well. So if he knows your heart, knows that you shouldn't be doing this, I guess I'm just trying to be here to warn us all that if we are definitely saved by grace, there is no question. Faith without works is dead, though. If we believe that Jesus died for us and we are his children and that we have eternity to look for, we have to work at it, baby. That means as we trip, we could trip. That's okay. Well, we got to fall into God's ways for a hug so he can hug us. You know, you trip and you can't get caught. That's what I want to be. I want to be caught by the Lord. I'm already been caught by this in the spirit by Jesus's blood. No question. But if I'm participating in sin, I beg to differ that you're going to go to heaven. Stop. Put it down. Put the sins, put the pleasures of the world fully down. If you're going to be a Christ follower, do not sleep around. I know that's hard. You know, don't sleep with your boyfriend and your girlfriend. Don't participate in alcohol and drugs. Don't do it. Even if you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, that's between you and God. I think that's probably, you know, okay, as long as no sexual activities are going on, because, well, God does not want that. We don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. I don't want to be having sex with my boyfriend when Jesus comes and parts the sky, period. 7 years of tribulation scares me, and I'm not really a scary lady. But I don't want to be participating. I don't want to be cursing somebody out when Jesus parts the sky. I don't want to be in the strip club clapping money when Jesus parts the sky. I don't want to be talking bad about somebody when Jesus parts the sky. I don't. I want to be fully like Lord, repented. I want to have already repented. Lord, forgive me for that. If I did curse, which I will at some point in the middle of the day, you know, not always, but sometimes if I say, this is so stupid, you farfanuger. To someone. And then I'll be like, Lord, forgive me. That wasn't right. I want to be at that point when Jesus parts the sky. And that's just the bottom line. Look, we are all, until we are in heaven, we are always going to need to watch. Watch. That doesn't mean look up at the sky all this. I don't think that that's what that means. That means watch. Watch. And stay sober and vigilant. That means watch our behaviors. Watch what we're doing. Stay repentant. Have a repentant heart. And know that all these chaotic things that are happening in the world are going to happen, but they're going to be worse if you are left behind in the tribulations. And this is my opinion. You might not be. You might be a Christ follower, and I believe that there's a rapture that will happen. You believe the rapture's in your mind. We've already been raptured up. Whatever. Whatever you do think, though, take it to the Lord, just like I am. I'm not perfect. I'm not going to ever pretend to be like, I know it all. That's not my calling. I don't know. I don't know. More than what I know. And I'm only going to share what I'm going to share. And it's never going to be perfect, but it's going to be what God, you know, obviously allows to get out. So I just got to honor him by trying my best to be my best. And that's all I want to say, because you know what? 2024 is wild in these streets. Okay, y'all. But hey, we're here for a good time, not a long one. So keep staying tuned to your WTFlandia radio show. If you do know Cat Williams, pass this podcast broadcast to him and tell him, you know what? Let's go on a Canadian tour. I'm kidding. Comedy's fun. I like to laugh. And I'm hopefully made you laugh on this podcast broadcast. Enjoy the rest of your day. And make sure that you click like and subscribe and come back and back and biggity back and share this thing. And know that this one thing is true. There is only one way to the Father, and that is through the Son, John 14:6. Later.
Have you ever been swallowed up? Swallowed.
I would have been swallowed up. Have you ever been swallowed up? Have you gone through a time of swallowing where everything was overwhelming and you...
WTFlandia Radio disclaimer. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that WTFlandia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless specifically stated otherwise. The WTFlandia Radio Show does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, products, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast, and information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or contents of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinions, standards, or policies of WTFlandia Radio. WTFlandia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast, or the compliance with applicable laws such as materials and or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTFlandia makes no warranty that this podcast or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTFlandia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of, reference to, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast or the information presented in the podcast.